let's do that. All right. I know you have a choice of where you can watch and listen to our program. Be sure and catch us each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Texas time. And you can follow us right here at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com, ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. You can also get our archives. You can follow us on Rumble, on Cloud Hub, on Getter. We've got three Facebook pages that we're up on as well. And if you'd like to join us by comment, you can. You can reach out to us at the Children Generation Radio Show site. And let me pop that in real quick. And you will be able to respond and ask questions and things of that nature at Impeach Democrats and also at the Children Generation Radio Show on Facebook Live. All right. I'm very pleased to welcome the founder and president of Compass Care. His facility in New York was set ablaze. We covered this, by the way, back in July of 2022. We had him on several times to talk about it, talk about what was going on, talk about the Department of Justice and their lack of response to the situation that had taken place, to talk about where things were going after the Roe v. Wade decision, and to talk about really the healing that is available for women who were coerced into having an abortion. That there is healing, and the Lord offers that kind of healing to us. So I welcome Reverend Jim Harden to the program. Jim, welcome. Good to have you back. Oh, you're muted. How are you muted? I'm not hearing you. I was hearing you a moment ago, and now I'm not. Oh, there we go. Okay, there we go. No, I got you. You're good.
Thanks for having me back. It's an honor to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's an honor for me to have you with me. I want to get right into our topic, and then we'll kind of fold in some of the other issues after we do that. But the CVS and Walgreens now are putting out basically an abortion pill. Now, what is the difference between this and the pills that we know have been out in the past? And this is a prescription only, or is it straight over the counter, or how is it being put out?
So that's a really good question. There's a little bit of confusion going on right now with respect to CVS and Walgreens, because two things are actually happening.
Okay.
And you just described both of them. So they're actually releasing mifepristone, which is the chemical abortion drug, to be available via prescription in pharmacies for the first time ever. This is very dangerous. It's 1 in 10 women end up in the emergency room. This is the most recent study that has been done. 1 in 10 women who start the chemical abortion process wind up in the emergency room. The FDA says 1 in 25. That was from studies years ago. But they're also doing this second thing, which is making the O pill, which is hormonal contraception, available over the counter. Now, this is also unprecedented and extremely dangerous. This special kind of, expert advisory panel for the FDA back in July, you know, insisted that they provide this O pill over the counter because they were afraid that mifepristone, the chemical abortion drug, was going to be taken off the market by the Supreme Court. And so they ignored the science around the O pill, which basically said that it causes cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, liver cancer, heart attack, and stroke. And there's been no toxicology studies around what it does to the developing reproductive systems of girls, young girls.
Okay.
So this is extremely
meaning, meaning potentially long-term effects of even the possibility of sterilization.
That is correct. In fact, the World Health Organization lists these types of contraception as group one carcinogens, up there with plutonium. And yet, somehow or other, the powers that be, that were abortion activists on these advisory panel at the FDA, thought it was important to subject women and girls to this drug.
And you're talking about the O pill or mifepristone? The O pill.
Yeah, so that's the O pill. Now that hasn't made the news because it's been kind of obscured by the big decision by Walgreens and CVS to make mifepristone available by a prescription in several states, New York, California, Illinois, etc.
Now mifepristone, if I remember correctly, this is the one that Abby Johnson was given at the beginning of the film that she did, where she went in to the abortion clinic, was given the pill, told to take two pills, and ended up having mass bleeding, cramping. Was on. I don't remember if she went to ER, but she was on the verge of it. Called the clinic, was highly concerned, and then ultimately goes to work for that clinic, and talks girls into having that same pill, and then explains to them that she had her own violent reaction, but ain't nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about, right? I mean, it causes mifepristone, the chemical abortion drug, is so dangerous it's been dubbed the chemical coat hanger. That's how dangerous it is. It causes sepsis, hemorrhaging, pelvic inflammatory disease, which causes internal scarring and future ectopic pregnancies. We've got chemical abortion purveyors online just mailing women these dangerous drugs without diagnosing pregnancy, without locating the pregnancy in the uterus to make sure it's not in the fallopian tubes. They're telling women if they have any serious complications to go to the emergency room and lie to the emergency room doctors and tell them they're simply miscarrying. Now we're getting miscarriage inflation all across the country. I mean, so here's the thing. Just to take a step back, let me just paint the picture for you. A year ago, almost to the day, 20 Walgreens and CVS basically said, oh, we're not going to sell this drug in 22 states because 22 different attorneys general sent an open letter to Merrick Garland at the Justice Department saying you need to enforce the law. Sending these drugs into our states is a violation of our laws in our states, which we are bound to uphold, but it's also a violation of federal law according to the Comstock Act. Okay, you can't ship these drugs in the mail across U.S. borders or state lines. It's a violation of the Comstock Act. And anybody who participates in this act will be charged with racketeering, money laundering, and all the rest. It comes with $250,000 fines for every incident, every violation, plus 5 years in jail. Okay, now we've got the DOJ a year ago January saying, I'm not going to enforce the Comstock Act. And now what do you have? Well, you've got the CVS and Walgreens ahead of the Supreme Court. Now, here's a wrinkle. The Supreme Court of the United States is hearing oral arguments on taking mifepristone off the market in 2 weeks, okay? 2 weeks. What?
Wait a minute. Taking it off the market?
Yeah.
Completely?
That's right.
Making it an illegal drug?
Correct. Because the FDA, thousands of physicians filed a lawsuit in Texas, which made it to the Supreme Court, basically saying this mifepristone harms women, harms children, and the FDA did not go through their own protocols for determining safety and efficacy of this drug. And the abortion industry and pro-abortion politicians that get reelected on the abortion industry's profits are losing their collective hive mind right now because they know if mifepristone were forced to go back through the FDA's gold standard for safety and efficacy, it will never make it. And they would lose half of abortions in America overnight. Half of all abortions in America are chemical abortion and extremely dangerous. So what legal team on CVS's payroll or Walgreens payroll, you know, were in their right mind when they said this is a good idea? Yeah, let's put this stuff on the market.
I'll tell you why, because unlike when Dr. Judy Mikovits discovered that vaccines were causing AIDS and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and all these other diseases that were destroying the immune, and they celebrated it until the lawyers got a hold of it at the pharmaceutical companies. Unlike that, they know that these women who are getting these abortions want it on the market and that they have a constituency that's pushing for it, so they're not going to see the lawsuits. if they were concerned that there was a class of people that was out there that would sue them once this comes to light, then they'd cut it off in a heartbeat, because that's how the pharmaceutical companies work. They work on money. But they know there's not anybody that's going to do anything. Nobody's going to file suits. There's going to be no class action suits. They feel as though they are free and clear.
They are free. They must feel that way, because there is a 5-year statute of limitations. I mean, if Merrick Garland, you know, is replaced and with somebody who's actually interested in upholding his oath of office and enforcing the laws on the books, these pharmaceutical companies, along with the pharmacies themselves and the doctors who prescribe, would all be charged with racketeering, including the carriers that ship these drugs, UPS, FedEx, etc. They're all conspiring to violate or find ways to get around federal law, which is
sounds like RICO to me.
It is a RICO violation. In fact, that's what these 22 state attorneys general were warning. And there were 25% of all state senators filed a similar open letter saying basically the same thing. Look, you guys, this is absolutely astounding. I think that this particular case has everything to do with the presidential election. The 2024 presidential election is all about abortion. You saw it in the State of the Union last night. You saw Kate Cox and this, you know, and they're making it about robbing women of their rights and harming women. If all these pro-life, ostensibly pro-life Republican and conservatives are harming women by putting restrictions on abortion. Well, if they put this stuff on the market, and the Supreme Court comes along and says, okay, FDA, pull it back off the market, it'll be a stump speech point. See, look, they're robbing women. They're taking this stuff off the market and reducing their access to reproductive health care. And it's just another ploy.
Well, that to me is the mind blower, Jim, honestly, because, you know, reproductive health denotes birth, life. Somebody reproducing human life. There is not anything reproductive about killing the baby, and there's not anything reproductive about the statistics and the dangers of sterilization as a result. You can't reproduce when you're sterile, and you're not reproducing when you are murdering the baby. That there's no reproduction in that. Now, I got to ask this question, too, because there's another pill that was out there that I think you and I may have talked about sometime in the past, and that's that RU486.
Yeah, same thing.
So
RU486 is a two-drug regimen that includes mifepristone, but it also includes misoprostol, which is basically a drug that is originally designed to as an anti-ulcer medication for people on chronic pain medication. Whew. And what that does in the presence of a pregnant woman's uterus is create contractions. In fact, on the bottle for misoprostol, it has a big picture of a pregnant woman with a circle around it and an X through it saying, do not take.
Of course.
So here's the thing. You've got abortion, rabidly pro-abortion politicians like New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who is so afraid that mifepristone is going to be taken off the market that she spent taxpayer dollars to purchase 250,000 doses of misoprostol in case mifepristone is taken off the market. So they're going to give misoprostol as a chemical abortion drug
in lieu of
mifepristone. And it's the World Health Organization, you know, says it's extremely dangerous. I mean, everybody knows all you do is you create contractions and she expels a live baby. But CVS and Walgreens are becoming your abortion clinic on the corner. And they're going to be protected by the DOJ using the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Any pro-lifer that goes in there and says boo is going to be arrested and thrown in jail, like these peaceful pro-lifers have been thrown in jail recently, last year and a half. I mean, this is all about it's all about giving politicians more power. They don't care about women. They don't care about reproductive health care. They don't care about rights. They don't care about access. They care about power. And absolute power is the ability to decide who lives and who dies, and that's what abortion gives them. The ability to decide which persons qualify for protection under the law and which ones do not. And I'm telling you, this is a slippery slope, because they're treating pro-lifers that want to protect all people equally like second-class citizens. And so who's next? Not just the politically disfavored, obviously, but the disabled, the depressed. I mean, who knows? But if we don't step in now, this is gonna catch fire, and you're gonna have politicians all across the country making decisions about who gets to live and who gets to die.
There's another topic here for us to discuss, and it's a little touchy. I know that, you know, we would want to see President Trump back in office again. And I know that he has spoken at some of the pro-life events in the past and been a very strong advocate of that. But he did come out about 3 months ago and suggest that the 6-week abortion ban is too strict, which is very disconcerting to me for him to have come out and said that. Have you heard any more regarding that? And you know, I know you were asked to be a part of some strategies regarding the corruption of the federal law enforcement. How do you see that playing out? Is there can we get maybe more you know into his ear about those kinds of thought processes?
I certainly hope so. We've been trying to build messaging and get some messaging out there that helps the candidates, including presidential candidates like President Trump, understand the nature of what he's asking. For us as human beings to make these arbitrary, to draw these arbitrary lines about when a baby should be protected, whether it's a developmental characteristic like when the heart starts beating, when they can feel pain, or just a maturity marker like they're 6 weeks or they're 15 weeks or whatever. These are all arbitrary markers. A person is fully and equally human the moment the female gamete egg meets the male gamete sperm and creates a unique DNA set. That's an individual right there. And at that moment, from that moment on, all that individual needs is nutrition, hydration, and shelter. And that DNA will control that person's maturation from that moment on until natural death. Okay.
Right.
They don't understand that. And my hope is that at some point in time, you'll have pro-life statesmen standing up and saying, it's not the job of government to make these determinations. These kinds of determinations are barbaric. How many babies is it okay to kill in order to get into office? Compromising consensus on the nature of personhood is barbaric and ridiculous, and it's only done by people that think they've got absolute power. And that's the kind of thing that needs to be said by ostensibly pro-life politicians. And I mean, we need statesmen that can lead and talk about what it means to be human under God, because we're endowed by our Creator, not our government, with certain unalienable rights. The first of which, the primary of which, the foundation of all rights is life, because without it, you can't exercise any others.
Well, and that, you know, speaks to a topic that I was talking to Don Jans about in the last half hour, about the Christian nationalism argument that the left is using to come against us, which basically says that those of us, you and I, who believe that God is the author of life, who believe that our rights come from God, and who, by the way, are in alignment with our founders and the Constitution in that assertion, are somehow the problem. We are the threat to America.
Well, we provide a moral vision about what it means to be human, and that they can't stand. See, the Democrats figured it out that people are voting based on morality now, but they've got their moral vision of a future is based on autonomy, absolute personal autonomy, only results in chaos and insanity. But what we need to do is, as Christians, help people understand, educate, re-educate the nation about this what it means to be human again. Abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human under God. And when you've got people coming along like these pro-abortion politicians creating this concept of Christian nationalism and throwing everybody who's conservative in that bucket, they create Christianity as an absolute enemy to democracy. So anybody that happens to stand in their way or have a different moral vision, a Christian moral vision, then there's going to be these anti-democratic fascists. When in fact, the fascists are the ones conspiring with political agenda, big business, for example, CVS and Walgreens, to enact a new kind of social engineered version of a future. And that's why Planned Parenthood is so important to them. They need to destroy the three relationships that take precedent over one's relationship with the government, and that's God, your spouse, and your children. And they want to destroy your relationship with God, as if God doesn't exist, and so the government can step in and be God. And they want to destroy people's ability to have healthy relationships with the opposite sex, so they can be married and bear the next generation of child. That gives them total control over the future.
Well, I think the other piece to this, Jim, that I think is important in understanding is we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional representative republic.
Amen.
And we were restored by our founding fathers back to actually the kind of government that God gave to Israel before the kings.
Yeah.
And that was the vision of this was. And when we talk about it, it's funny. See, they steal everything. You talk about individual and this kind of autonomy. And well, their idea of autonomy is human autonomy from God. Our idea of autonomy is individual sovereignty granted by God.
Yes.
And again, so every time they're stealing, you know, the other piece to this is the issue of evolution. I know we don't have much time to talk into that, but again, when you eliminate God and you say that, you know, we came from nothing, we're going to nothing, and there's really not much of anything in between, they devalue life to the point where they're able to determine whose lives matter and whose lives don't.
Yep. We become, humanity becomes basically an accident, just a little bit smarter than the animals, instead of, you know, made in the image of God, just a little bit lower than God himself. I mean, where's, you know, which view of humanity affords us as a society more dignity, more respect, more civilized order? And, you know, if you can destabilize society by eliminating people's understanding of what it means to be human or the purpose of man, then everybody's got a law unto themselves, and chaos begins to ensue, and government must step in and enact more and more laws to control behavioral outcomes. And so in the end, you have what de Tocqueville calls a soft tyranny.
RevJimHarden.com, RevJimHarden.com, and also CompassCareCommunity.com. If you are someone that is being pushed or feeling pulled in the direction of an abortion, I encourage you to reach out to CompassCareCommunity.com. They can provide you with resources and access and referrals to pro-life centers that can help you with that decision and with the resources for you and your child. If you have ever gone through this and you are, you know, feeling that all of those things that come afterwards, the guilt and the shame and all of those things, we want you to know that God extends through his son, Jesus Christ, forgiveness and restoration and healing for your spirit, for your mind, for your body. And again, Compass Care is there to extend that to you and help you walk back through that path.
Amen. We're so grateful for the opportunity to serve in the abortion capital of the United States, in New York State and New York City, all across New York State, Buffalo, Rochester, Albany, down in New York City, and Brooklyn. You know, when there's a study recently came out that said 70% of women who had abortions felt coerced. Our job is to come alongside you with ethical medical care and comprehensive community support to have your baby. And that's what we're all about.
Hear, hear. Thank you for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it, Jim.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Look forward to having you back. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Rafael Cruz joins me on the other side. We'll be back with more coming up right after this brief break. And we're clear. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. We'll see you soon.
All right. God bless.
All right. God bless. Bye. Hello, Rafael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. I sure can. And we are about 3 minutes out.
All right. We'll take your break and I'll be right here.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you doing well, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Traveling a lot, but, you know, God is opening doors, so I continue to do what I need to do.
Awesome.